The following is a recording for Juan Carlos Gomez Bolt from iAdvise on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015 at 9 a.m. Central. Unifin, first quarter 2015. Good morning and welcome to Unifin first quarter 2015 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Juan Carlos Gomez Bolt of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Unifin Financiera's earnings call. This morning, the senior management team of Unifin will discuss the company's first quarter 2015 consolidated results per the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings release, contact the investor relations team at Unifin or iAdvise in New York at 646-462-4517, and we will send you a copy immediately. I will now introduce Unifin's executive management team. Joining us from New York are Mr. Luis Barroso, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jose Maria Muñiz, Chief Institutional Relations Officer, Mr. Juan Marco Gutierrez, External Advisor, Mr. Gerardo Tisch, Chief Business Development Officer, and from Mexico City are Mr. Gerardo Mier Iterán, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. David Pernas, Investor Relations Officer. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, which are subject to various conditions that may differ materially. We ask that you refer to this disclaimer in the press release as guidance on these matters. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Jose Maria Muñiz, Chief Institutional Relations Officer of Unifin. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Juan Carlos. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Unifin's second conference call, in which we will review our performance for the first quarter ended March 31st, 2015. I will begin with an overview of our business and present the main operating highlights that drove our results for the quarter, then share some insight of the status of some recent events before going over our financials. Then we will be happy to take your questions. For those of you who are not familiar with the company, Unifin is a fully owned Mexican company and was founded 22 years ago. Today, Unifin is the leading independent provider of leasing services in Mexico and one of the largest leasing companies in Mexico and Latin America. Unifin has three product offerings: operating leasing services, financial factoring, and auto loan for business and individuals in Mexico. The company bases its strategy on three main pillars. One, we are good originators. Two, it is imperative to be good portfolio managers in order to keep our business thriving. And three, we are a profit-generating company based on a healthy financial position. Our core business is operating leasing, and we introduced financial factoring back in 2006. We also have a small participation in the auto loan market. Approximately 75% of our portfolio is comprised of contracts, and this business line accounts for approximately 95% of our total income. We serve small and medium-sized businesses, or SMEs, which constitute around 99% of our client base in various industries across Mexico. During the past few years, Unifin has shown a compounded annual growth rate of 55.4% in its net income. Today, we have 3,304 clients in our portfolio, of which the largest client represents only 1.9% of our total portfolio. We provide our services in different economic sectors, among which we can mention mining, commerce, electricity, transportation, energy-related services, construction, capital goods, and medical equipment, among others. Before I move to discussing our performance during the first quarter 2015, I must comment on our upcoming initial public offering, which we hope to close around the second quarter of 2015. If market conditions are appropriate, we will carry out our IPO with the help of our book runners, Credit Suisse, Citibank, UBS, and Scotiabank. And locally, our book runners will be Actinver and Banorte ICSE. We are currently in the process of completing the filing process with the competent authorities. We are certain that the proceeds from the IPO will enable us to finance working capital, consolidating our current operations, and secure our long-term growth plans. The upcoming IPO follows the recent international bond issuance for $400 million, which took place on July 2014 under the Rule 144A Reg S of the U.S. Securities Act. The bond was issued with a five-year maturity and a coupon rate of 6.25%. This transaction was fully oversubscribed 9 times the original amount offered and distributed among investors locally and abroad with more than 266 tickets presented, demonstrating the solid confidence the capital markets have in Unifin investment story. The proceeds from this issuance have been allocated to pay pre-existing short-term debt, and the remaining balance was for other capital expenditures and general corporate purposes to finance organic growth. We achieve a double B minus by Standard and P rating and also a double B minus from Fitch Ratings. Now let us discuss our results for the period. We are very pleased with the performance of the company that achieved during the first quarter of 2015. It was a rewarding quarter for Unifin, as it was marked by the tremendous growth in our leasing portfolio. This quarter shows the positive results of the intensive sales activities carried out by our sales teams located in regions where SMEs activities are growing the fastest in Mexico. These efforts, combined with our business intelligence area, have enabled Unifin to increase its presence in such growing markets, some of which include the cities of Mérida, already open, Veracruz, and another office to be defined promptly, and then in the metropolitan area of Mexico City with 2 new sales teams. The first quarter of 2015 saw a solid growth in total income to almost 1.5 billion pesos, an increase of 50% compared to the same period of 2014. Our income is mainly composed by operating lease income, interest income, and other leasing benefits. Our financial margin saw an increase of 63% from 234 million pesos to 384 million pesos year over year. Moving on to operational performance, we have increased our operating results from 133 million pesos in first quarter of 2014 to 495 million pesos in the first quarter of 2015. That represents a 271% increase. This includes the impact of foreign exchange gains related to our international bonds and currency swaps we have in place for hedge the foreign exchange risk. Excluding the impact of the foreign exchange, our operational income during the first quarter of 2014 almost doubled that of the same period last year. Our total loan portfolio during first quarter 2015 reached 12.9 billion pesos, a 30% increase compared to 9.9 billion pesos in the first quarter of 2014, including off-balance sheet accounts. We also have identified a pipeline of additional clients based on our intelligence effort, and we are also considering additional growth opportunities which will result from gaining new customers as a result of the five-year national development plan promoted by the federal government. In terms of net income, the first quarter of 2015 reached 359.9 billion pesos, an increase of 335.6%, when compared to the first quarter of 2014. This increase is mainly explained by our increase in our total income and two non-operative factors, the bond purchase for 57 million pesos net and the cross-currency swap for 405 million pesos net also. In terms of liquidity, the company ended the first quarter with a close to 1.5 billion pesos of available cash and equivalent about 1.1 billion of derivatives with trading purposes, which consist in the Aptic hedging account for our international note of the 144A Regas, and a performing loan portfolio on the balance sheet of 3.4 billion pesos. Market debt was 11.6 billion pesos, which include our leasing ABSs, non-recourse for Unifin, the bond issue last year, and bank loans for 2.7 billion. The net debt position resulted in a financial leverage ratio of 4.7 times, excluding securitizations, net worth, which is mainly attributed to the growth in our operations and the impact of the foreign exchange variations. In summary, through our commitment to deliver value to our stakeholders, we registered a strong financial performance in the first quarter of 2015 and expect to continue delivering similar results during the next quarter. We believe the company is well positioned to take advantage of its leadership in the market to provide value-added leasing services to its customers and stakeholders. At this point, this will conclude the presentation, and we would like to thank you for your attention. We can move now to your questions. Peter, please proceed with the Q&A session.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. And we will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. We now have our first question from Jamie Nicholson from Credit Suisse.
Hi, thanks so much for the call. And thank you for the information that you have about your economic sector positioning. And I'm just wondering if you see any particular sector being a strong growth driver for you in the future. You mentioned a few different sectors, and we know there's been some lags in government spending, but where do you see the opportunities going forward? And then related to that, I noticed a little bit of flat growth in the auto loan business, and is that something that it relates to the delay in consumer spending, and how do you see the outlook for auto loans in the future? Thanks.
Thank you, Jamie, for your interest. You mean positioning economic sector? We don't see any specific one. We will continue with what we've been doing historically. So we like to have everything, every sector attended, but we don't have any concentration in any of those sectors. And regarding the flat auto loan growth, it's something that really is not that material-wise for our income and results in the company. It's something that we have to be doing because all the manufacturers and the auto dealers want us to be there. But I don't see any very important growth in that sector.
Okay. So regarding the leasing sector, it does seem like you're quite well-balanced among a number of sectors. And so are you generally seeing a solid growth outlook for most of those sectors that you are present in?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And then just a second question regarding your liquidity. Can you give us an update on your available credit lines?
Yeah, we have more than 6 billion pesos of credit lines available so far.
Okay. Thanks very much. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Victor Chavez from Credit Suisse.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question here in regards to the financial intermediation results. This quarter, we had a very relevant number coming from this line, so 242 million pesos, which obviously contributed for the strong bottom line expansion. So going forward, how should we, let's say, expect this line to behave? So should we see these numbers normalizing down going forward? Should we see some volatility coming from these active market valuation of the cross-currency swaps? How should we work with in regard to this financial intermediation line? Thank you.
We believe, Victor, and thank you for your question, we believe that this is something that we're going to have to live with regarding the cross-currency swap and the mark-to-market value, and it will depend on how the volatility and the foreign exchange rate will behave. So it's something that we're going to be reporting quarter by quarter, and so we can be crystal clear about it.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Thank you.
The repurchase of the bond, that was one operation only, and that one will probably not repeat itself.
Okay, great. Yeah, going forward, it would be great to have the most in terms of, let's say, visibility on that because, as you said, volatility will add volatility to this specific line in the income statement. So getting the most in terms of understanding of this line will be definitely great.
Okay.
In any case, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phones now. Our next question comes from Carlos Gomez-Lopez from HSBC.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for taking my questions. I have three questions for you. First, regarding the financial intermediation gains, just to be perfectly clear, the gain happens because you have repurchased at a discount some of the same bonds that you issued in July. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. And your intention is to maintain this bond to maturity or for cancellation, or would you, depending on the circumstances, consider replacing them in the market?
No, we will maintain that all the way to maturity.
Okay, very good. Thank you. The second is regarding your sector exposure. I would like to know if you have exposure to transportation you have, but in particular to aviation, if that is one sector to which you have exposure, and also if you have quantified your exposure to Pemex suppliers.
To answer the first one, we only provided one client with small 3 airplanes, and that's all our exposure we have so far. And regarding the Pemex suppliers, we keep the same clients that we had since 2 years ago. So so far we have no plans on increasing that, and the only clients that we will increase is the ones that we know that are very serious about it and have a long history with Pemex.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not represent more than 1.9% of our total portfolio.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you. And finally, and I understand that you must have a lot of legal restrictions, could you give us an idea about what the upcoming IPO might represent for the company itself, how much might actually be going into the resources of the company as opposed to secondary placements by existing shareholders?
Oh, you mean how much are we going to...
Huh?
Okay. $300 million. 50-50. Yeah,
50
primary, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, to clarify, so it's 300 million in total, of which 50% will be primary, 50 secondary, or 600
yes.
million?
No, $300 million.
$300 million.
In
okay.
total.
Excellent. In total. That's very
yes.
good. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time now. Our next question comes from Frederic Demaris from UBS.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the conference call. Just a follow-up on the growth side. You mentioned the five-year infrastructure program from the government as a driver of growth. Obviously, it's something that the market expects from Mexico. How do you see it, or what do you hear from your end clients? Are you seeing the money already filtering through to SMEs? Are you seeing some delays in spending? You know, what are you seeing on the ground? Thank you.
We're going to for a 0.5% of that program. That would be our intention. We haven't seen any movement in the SMEs at this point in time. We expect to see some of that probably for the second semester of the year.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'm showing no further questions in the queue. I'd now like to turn the call back over to Unifin Management for closing remarks.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for your interest in Unifin and participating in our conference call. We look forward to getting to know each other in the near future. In case you have any additional questions or any additional need for information, please don't hesitate to contact us at our investor relations desk. Our management team is here to answer your questions, and we look forward to hearing from you. Have a very good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.